Good morning. I'm Mark Allen with Gaper.io, and I'm here this morning with Jack Cookson, the Director of Growth at BuildZoom. Good morning, Jack. How you doing?
Good morning, Mark. Good to be here. I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Another nice, beautiful day in Northern California, right? Where you...
That is right. It is fall everywhere and summer here, so that's good.
Yeah, we got another one in about 2-3 weeks, and then the rains.
That's right.
So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work history?
Yeah, absolutely. So I run growth at BuildZoom, as you mentioned, and I've been at BuildZoom for 6 years. And that path has started in data analytics and moved to SEO and content marketing, then into sales operations, and finally into kind of full-fledged growth. So owning top of funnel as well as utilization of both sides of our marketplace. So BuildZoom is a marketplace that matches property owners to contractors and helps property owners navigate the pre-construction process. So I think a lot about both sides, the contractor side and the homeowner side, and really how we make that match.
Oh, very interesting. So tell us a little bit more about BuildZoom. A typical job, what would you do if I were to call you and say, hey, I need an addition put on my house?
Yeah, of course. So BuildZoom helps people navigate construction. Construction is a major life decision and a huge financial event that people take on. And we help you go through that process to make sure that you're set up for success. And so you come to us and you need an addition done. And what we do is we'll help you flush out the scope of that work to make sure you know exactly what you're doing. We'll help you, you know, meet with contractors, vet contractors, get bids from contractors, all which are pre-vetted through us, but we can really help you find the right person for your job. We're a big fan of the Abraham Lincoln saying, where if you have 6 hours to cut down a tree, you should spend the first 4 sharpening an axe. And so we help you kind of sharpen the axe, make sure that everything is in a row before you start construction and building so that you are set up for success.
Oh, very cool. Can you give an example of like the smallest size job you would do and the largest size job you would do?
Yeah. So we do a huge variety of jobs. I would say our sweet spot is between about $50,000 and $2 million in construction cost. So that kind of falls into the category of major remodel or new home build around kind of the country. And that work is, you know, predominantly done by general contractors, predominantly requires some design work. And so kind of falls into a similar category.
Yeah, well, 2 million, that, other than the Bay Area, that would be a pretty big job.
That is. Well, we also do some commercial work. So, you know, commercial gets to be, those can be kind of larger or like mid-sized commercial remodels.
Yeah. So you're in an interesting business because, as most people know, construction in the last year has increased dramatically. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that people are working from home and they said, hey, I've got to make some changes. So how has the pandemic actually affected your business?
Yeah. The construction industry, I think in general, is a very robust industry and behaves maybe slightly differently than the entire economy sometimes. And so we've seen that time and time again at BuildZoom. I'll comment a little bit on BuildZoom's experience, but also on the industry at large. BuildZoom has the largest repository of building permits in the country. So we gather building permits around the entire US to understand which contractors are doing which work to help match our customers with the right contractor. And so with that, we can also have a really good insight into what's happening in the construction industry. And so during COVID, what we saw is we saw a immediate dip and fall off when everything kind of hit in March of 2020. And that dip was fairly short-lived. It was really when people were just trying to like gather information on what was going on and fully consumed by kind of the pandemic and shutdown. Then once people started to kind of live again, we saw that construction increased. We saw that across our platform, across building permits. And more recently, we've seen it taper off a little bit. That said, that increase, I think, was predominantly driven by what I'll call like mid to smaller jobs rather than these larger jobs. But we did see this kind of immediate dip, a strong recovery of growth over the last maybe year, and then more recently, kind of a slight tapering of that growth. So really flattening out of that curve.
And do you think it's actually coming back to normal now?
I think things are starting to come back to normal. You know, I think it's a crazy industry, right? Like with the boom of construction, there were, you know, these crazy lumber costs that came in. And so that slowed things down. But I think now those are starting to recover. Material costs are recovering a bit. And so I think we're starting to move back into something a little bit more normal, but we'll have to see.
Very cool. So, and what kind of effect did it have on your company? I mean, it sounds like you're national, so you probably have reps all over the country, but did COVID cause any blips that you weren't quite ready for? Because it kind of caught us all by surprise.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think like a lot of people, we had to figure out how to work differently. And so we went fully remote, like I think a lot of people did. And we, you know, transitioned from being in the office a lot, as well as doing some work travel between offices, to doing none of that and needing to figure out how we can communicate, collaborate, and really work together. I think our team was able to move pretty quickly and implement some really good like processes and systems to do that a little bit better. But that said, it wasn't easy. And I also think there's real trade-offs, right? Like some work became much better. I think in terms of like, you know, finding real flow and being able to get into kind of deep focused work time, a little bit of like what Paul Graham would describe as like maker's time, became easier, right? It was easier to set aside some things and really dive deep into individual projects. But the manager time, I think, became a little bit more challenging, right? Like getting on the same page with your colleagues, syncing up on certain things. Honestly, over time, like not having the energy of your peers around you, I think was a challenge for us to try and like figure out how to deal with. So I think pros and cons, but we were able to adapt and have been, you know, growing strong. A part of that is the industry. I think a part of that is the team we have and how we've been able to kind of adapt to what's going on.
And do you help with the design aspect of you know, construction work?
Yeah, we do. So we basically work with our customers until they've hired and started work with a contractor. Then we are still kind of in the background, but that's really where we kind of like pass the baton.
Yeah. And that, I have to believe that was a little challenging to do remotely, right?
Yeah, I think that is challenging. You know, I think predominantly we have architects and designers that we partner with that do the detailed work there. So we kind of help facilitate and play like project manager during that phase of the project. So we saw that it was challenging to keep everyone on the same page and keep the balls moving forward, but maybe didn't feel the brunt of that pain that like maybe architects and designers did.
And I'm assuming your office was in San Francisco, correct?
Correct. Yeah. We were based in San Francisco.
So do you still have an office, or are you 100% remote now?
We are 100% remote. We do not have an office, and we've actually seen our team scatter a little bit from the Bay Area. So I actually have spent, I'm currently back in San Francisco, but I spent the last 14, 15 months traveling around the country quite a bit. So I was in, the kind of the middle of the country skiing a bunch during the winter. I went to Southern California to surf a bit. I spent some time on the East Coast last summer, as well as a little bit in the fall. So I've been able to kind of bounce around to a couple different places, but I'm now settled back. We also saw some of our employees move further out of San Francisco into the kind of suburbs of the Bay Area, as well as some, you know, move from San Francisco to New York or from San Francisco to LA. And so we've seen kind of a big spread.
Interesting. The East Bay of San Francisco actually is booming because people are like, hey, it's cheaper there. And
yeah, you get a little bit more space. You don't have to pay for your, or you don't have to pay the cost of commuting. And I think there's, you know, real benefits. And I think we're seeing a decent amount of people move to suburbs.
So now that you've gotten sounds like about a year and a half of actually, you know, a good life work balance. Do you foresee your, you know, build Zoom going back to the office and the 9 to 5, or you think you're going to stay remote?
Yeah, I think it really will be team dependent, and kind of work dependent. I would guess that a lot of people will end up taking some sort of hybrid approach, and build Zoom being one of those. It's quite interesting, right? I think we'll probably be you know, fairly remote first, but I do think we'll end up doing a little bit of both, right? Like certain jobs, I think, lend themselves to being in the office and having the energy of your peers around you and, you know, being able to collaborate and work hand in hand, and others lend themselves more to kind of focus time on your own. And so I think we'll create a separation amongst teams and have a hybrid approach that we bring people into the office at certain times and kind of allow them to work from home at other times.
I know commercial real estate is actually taking a pretty big dip in San Francisco, so you could probably get a good deal there.
I bet that's right. Yeah, absolutely.
And you might even want to go down to the suburbs because the traffic's not so bad now.
That's true. Yeah, all the traffic and commuting patterns have certainly changed.
They have, yeah. And it's interesting. Have you noticed too that traffic on the weekend is back to what it was? During the week, it's actually better. So
people that makes sense. Well, most people are still here, right? So they're still doing their weekend plans. And I mean, I think that is one thing that struck me a little bit while traveling around is one, I missed like community and both in the office and out of the office. So I'm excited to kind of start to get settled back into a place where I can see coworkers and see friends again. But two is that, you know, working remote or working not remote, you're still just working all day, right? Which is great, right? So, but it does mean that, you know, weekend patterns change, but, or are kind of more similar, but, you know, weekday patterns are different because now people are home and,
yeah.
So you're working.
And you and I are working right now.
That's right.
Yeah. So, and I've got things to do after this, and I'm assuming you do too.
Of course.
In fact, there's a little ding for one of the things I have to do at 10. So anyway, Jack, it's been great talking to you. If I know anybody that needs, you know, some construction work, and I do know friends that are talking about it, I will certainly refer them to you.
Well, thanks so much, Mark. I really appreciate it.
All right. Have a great weekend.
You too. Take care.